Good morning. It's Sunday. It's almost 5:30 on the East Coast. This is Miss Moose Playhouse. I am sipping on something, minding my business. Let's see. Erica Campbell of Mary Mary talked about masturbation is kind of unhealthy and it doesn't connect something with the soul ties. I read some of the article, heard what she said, and then I changed the channel. You know what I mean. I watched it on the computer. Anyone who knows me knows I'm, you know, a big Mary Mary fan. I like both of them. I think sometimes Erica comes off as a little bit judgmental. It kind of reminds me of my older sister. I guess that was some kind of shade, but it wasn't. It's just the truth. I don't like when people think that you telling the truth is shade. It's the truth. My sister is kind of judgy. Not kind of, she is. I love her, but she is. Call a spade and spade, and she can probably go back and tell you that I'm moldy. And that's the truth. I am. I speak my mind. Not all the time. I've saved a lot of people from me saying things. Some things are not even worth it. And after the incident in the hospital last week, I'm just not going to keep giving folks my energy. I'm watching some infomercial about Adam and Eve, the sex store, and they have a, what do you want to call it, infomercial about the vibrating butt plug? But well, I guess that goes into what I'm talking about. Self-pleasuring yourself is a sin, she says. And again, this is Erica Campbell of Mary Mary. She has an opinion. She has her opinion on that. And then she was on the Tamron Hall show the other day and talked about her husband's infidelity, but they also talked about that in a Black Love documentary that's on the Oprah Winfrey Network. And then people getting on her like, why do you keep bringing it up? Why do you keep bringing it up? People ask her about it, but this time Tamron, I don't believe, asked her. I did a watch. I will say this. Her husband ended up having an affair on her, and the girl got pregnant, but the girl chose not to have the baby, and she was forgiven. She said, is it a mistake me marrying him, or was he a good man that he made a mistake? And she said, he was a good man that made a mistake. I'm fine with that. But would he be as forgiving if you got pregnant by another man and kept the baby? You know, I don't think that question was ever asked of him. I would love to interview her and ask her that. I should. I want to ask him that. Fuck asking her that. I want to ask him that. Would he be that forgiving? And most men are not. Let's just call a spade a spade. But anyways, back to the whole masturbation thing. I think you should know how to please yourself before you can ever tell anyone how to please you. That's just my opinion. I don't think masturbation is wrong. I would rather masturbate than go out there and have sex with, you know, Tito Jermaine and Jackie. Those names are on top of my head because I was just on Instagram following Tito. And Jackie. I don't know if I follow Jermaine. Does Jermaine Jackson have an Instagram? I need to find that out. But I do follow Tito, LaToya, Janet, Jackie. I don't think Marlon has one. That's like my favorite one. Marlon's like the cool uncle. He reminds me of my Uncle Bruce. Anyway, so yeah, back to the whole masturbation thing. I think you need to learn how to please yourself before you can expect anyone to please you. My opinion, you don't like it, you know, it's whatever. Cowboys played the Packers today at 4. I finally get to see a game here in Florida without watching it online. My dad's a Packers fan, so we'll see how much junk will be talked. My feelings are hurt. Paying damn rent. I think everyone's going through that, but no one's. I know a lot of friends that own houses, and my rent is more than their mortgage. So yeah, I have to hurry up and figure this out. But much love to my buddy. His mom does real estate here, and She was so sweet and kind. She is a very nice lady. And she hooked me up with a great realtor who's actually 2 years older than me. And Billy Joe is a badass. You know. She said there's nothing country about me. You know, don't let the name fool you. So she's cool as fuck. She's cool as hell. So I appreciate his mom hooking me up with somebody that's A, closer in my age, that can really kind of get where I'm dealing with it. But his mom also can. She, you know, again, very sweet lady. I don't want to say no more, but I want this dude to listen to my podcast and get all his fucking feelings. I just don't have the energy for that crap today. Or any day, to be honest. But his mom's a sweet, and I appreciate his mom hooking me up with a realtor that I guess specifies in my area that I want to live in. So Billy Joe is on it. So kudos to the sweet lady, and kudos to Billy Joe, because she's on it, man. You don't have too many realtors that are like, all right, she's in touch with me just about every day, you know, we're friends on Facebook. She gets it, you know, especially being a single mom of two girls. She understands. And our daughters are, my oldest is close in age to her oldest, and she has another one, and, you know, I got these, you know, my 24-year-old, who's soon to be 25 in a few months, wow, and I got these two rugrats here. But, yeah, man, a lot of money, $18.50 in rent. Like, huh? Yeah, so shout out to, like I said, the old boy's mom, man, you know, you don't meet too many moms, or I don't, that are real sweet and loving. Especially with, you know, how you guys are, especially men, and their moms, very protective. So, you know, for him to have his mom reach out to me, mom's a really classy lady. You know, that you know, it shows some of his characters, not all. You know, I have issues with him myself, but real good guy. You can tell that he was raised in a good home. Shout out to his mom. I'm not saying any names. Again, I don't need a headache. You mentioned me, my mom, and your podcast. No. I'm not saying nothing bad. His mom is cool as hell. You know, and she, again, directed me. She put me in good hands. And that's all you can want as a person, is to have somebody's mom be supportive. And his mom is actually supportive. So, moving on. Again, I don't want no text messages later. You know who you are. If you're going to say something, be positive. If not, don't say nothing to me at all. I kind of mean that. Music. Nothing going on in the music front for me. I guess the BET Hip Hop Awards came on, or is coming on. Like, on Instagram. And the comedian Gary Owen made a comment about, you know, ladies are showing up. The only thing they're covering up was their ass and their tits. I agree. Music is different for me. I was raised on, do you want to call it hip hop or rap? I just grew up on real music. You know, one day I'll do my DMX impersonation for y'all. Those who know me knows how I do it, because I've fooled a lot of people. Yeah, one day I'll do it. I'll make sure I still got it. But yeah, I fooled a lot of folks with that. Fooled a lot of people with that. Thought they were talking to DMX. It's actually Rashida. Sorry to the people that I punked. Sorry. It was funny then. Tyler Perry opened up his new studios, and that's pretty cool. I'm not a big Tyler Perry fan. He's okay. I respect everything that he's doing. MTV2 has a little single. Okay. Yeah. Pretty cool. Anyways, some realtor was like, folks out here, you know, spending $300,000 on a house, yeah, you can afford it, but she said, you know, you have to put in a cost and a factor of, you know, everything's on you. So one of my cousins just bought a house in North Carolina, city called Fuquay Verena. Sounds like fuck my vagina to me. I've always said that, even as a kid. Nice house. House is expensive. You can look up the tax records and find out how much somebody paid for a house. And so then one of my cousins came back to me. Well, don't feel jealous. I said, first of all, I'm not jealous. Second of all, I would never knock nobody from buying a house. You'll get a husband too and buy a house. No, I'm buying a house without a husband. And I don't think I need a husband to buy a house. So if anyone thinks that because you want to buy a house or do something, you need a spouse, I don't think so. I went way Jeff to the left. Let me rewind, because I wasn't talking about this shit. I was going back to Old Girl from Mary, about the masturbation thing. I might have ended that whole segment. But yeah, back to that. Like I said, Erica seems to always come off a little bit judgmental. But she has a right to her beliefs. But you can't impose those on anybody else. I don't think that she is. But she's very strong in that stance about masturbation is bad. And, you know. But then, I go back to how are you going to please? How are you going to tell somebody how to please you if you don't even know what pleases you? So you go into sex thinking, it's just, I don't understand. Maybe somebody can help me understand. Like Old Girl from Tia and Tamara. I think it's Tamara, the one that's on the talk show that I don't watch because I think it's boring. No shade to her or the rest of the girls, ladies. She said she waited till she was 29 to have sex, and then one of my best girlfriends said, well, shoot, look at AC Green. If you don't know who AC Green is, look him up. Championship with the Lakers. Shout out to one of my favorite Lakers, Byron Scott. Love me some Byron Scott. I'm still holding a little bit of animosity over how Jason Kidd got him fired. But then Jason Kidd gets fired from his coaching job. Ha ha. And we all know, anyone who knows me knows I love me some Jason Kidd. But, oops. Anyways, back to the whole thing. I think if you don't know how to please yourself, you can't tell anyone how to please you. So, again, kind of it is what it is. Back to the whole buying a house thing. I don't think you need a spouse to buy a house. I'm doing this on my own as a single parent with two kids. I don't really give a damn if anyone thinks that I probably should wait till I get a husband. But again, I'm paying $18.50 rent. Give me a break. You don't think? By the time my lease is up, I've about spent $25,000 in this apartment complex. Where do I have time to save money? And I make good money. I hear something. I hope it's not a kid. Yeah. Anyways, I think I'm, you know, doing a little reflecting, and I see a lot of my friends on their Instagrams and their Facebook and the conversations that everyone's living their life, and I'm sitting here like, wow, I made this move, and what am I doing? So, time to stop moping and start living. I'm gonna try to do some more things with my girls and open myself. You know, someone said, well, you've been single for too long. You can't meet anyone by being in a house all locked up and keeping to yourself. You know, you work all the time. But anyways, I'm going to start doing a little bit more stuff. I should be asleep. That's part of the problem, the doctor said. You know, they treated me for exhaustion. I'll never get no damn rest. But anywho, working on it. And, working on it. So, this whole impeached jackass thing, you know, is getting little dicey for old boy. Now he's asking China to investigate the Bidens. Oh, wow. Like, no one should investigate you and your damn kids. Like, give me a break. He's on Twitter cursing out Miss Mitt Romney. Yeah. If Barack did any of this crap, y'all would have thrown him under the bus. way under the bus. Girl is type tired. Wow. Yeah. I am ready to take a nap. I guess I should be go to sleep now. I took the dog out already, and I just kind of wanted this the chit chat this morning on my podcast. You know, again with the whole buying a whole house thing. My realtor is great, and I'm happy that I was introduced to her because she's gonna help me get out of this pain. It's $18,050 for it. You know, and that's good. It's good to have somebody on your side who, she said, you can afford that much of a house, but that's not what you're going to get. I won't allow you to get it. I won't even show you anything that's that expensive because it's stupid. And I'm happy that my cousin and her husband got a nice house, but again, I don't need no spouse to buy one. But anyways, I might come back on Lena because Lena was like, wait about me doing your podcast like you promised me. So we might just do Sundays with Lena. I got to make sure that she don't tell all of her damn business. I'm going to make sure she don't tell all of my business. This is Miss Moose Playhouse. Just got some random thoughts out this morning. I'm going to finish watching Living Single. Maybe lay on my couch and fall asleep like I just had sex. And yes, everyone go masturbate. Get to know yourself. You guys have a good Sunday. Peace.